In addition to inspiring many to stage protests, the November elections have also been the impetus for others to take action of another kind. WHYY's Katie Colinari reports that in Pennsylvania, Democratic and Republican women are clamoring to enter politics.
On a recent Sunday afternoon, 25 women are sitting in a union hall in Northeast Philadelphia. They're listening to a presentation on one of the first steps of running for elected office, filing petitions.
So petitions are theoretically like one of the last bastions of like real democracy, right? It's you go out into your community and you get signatures to show support that you should be on the ballot. In practice, petitions are a grueling, terrible process during the worst three weather weeks of the year.
These women are the second class brought together by Emerge Pennsylvania. It's the state chapter of a national organization devoted to helping Democratic women run for office. It offers an intense six-month training in every aspect of campaigning, from door knocking to fundraising. Executive Director Ann Wakabayashi says more than 100 women applied to this year's program, and the timing was notable.
My email comes to my phone, and so it was just buzzing constantly the day after Election Day with people signing up for our email list. We saw a bunch of likes on our Facebook page. We saw all this interest, and so I checked our application status, and I noticed that we had a couple more applications started, and it just kept going up and up and up.
So what's driving this interest?
I feel like sometimes like a fire is welling up inside me, and you know, if I don't have a constructive outlet for it, I might go crazy.
Natasha Taylor Smith is an attorney from Montgomery County who's part of Emerge Pennsylvania's class this year. She's actually run for office before. In 2015, she campaigned to be a Common Pleas judge and lost. Then last fall, Taylor Smith volunteered for the Clinton campaign and was heartbroken when her candidate lost her bid to become the country's first woman president. Despite these setbacks, Taylor Smith is ready to dive back in.
I want to support candidates who I believe are progressive. I want to be a progressive candidate myself.
This was not what Dana Brown expected. Brown heads up the Pennsylvania Center for Women in Politics at Chatham University in Pittsburgh.
Many of us thought that if she lost the presidency, then that would have a chilling effect for women, that women would see perhaps how she was treated, perhaps negatively by the press or by other outlets, and that is just the complete opposite.
In fact, Brown's been getting flooded with inquiries for the university's bipartisan Ready to Run program coming up next month. For the first time, she had to create a wait list for the training in Pittsburgh.
This is completely unprecedented for this program. I mean, the room literally is at capacity. We could be breaking fire codes if we allow any more women in.
If Brown sounds giddy about this phenomenon, she is. Here's why. Despite the fact women make up 51% of Pennsylvania's population, they make up less than 20% of the state legislature. Studies have shown women face several barriers to running, including fears about asking for money and lack of party support. Brown says this new trend is being driven by Democrats, who are fired up after major party losses and the election of a polarizing president. But she is also seeing an uptick in the number of Republican women interested in running for office for the first time. On a recent weeknight, Michelle Roop was among the crowd of women at a Mediterranean restaurant in a strip mall in Lansdale. It was the monthly gathering of the Montgomery County Republican Women's Leadership Group. Roop was brought here by a friend who's recruited her to run for the North Penn School Board, and she's feeling rather uneasy these days.
Scared to death. I have absolutely no idea what I'm in for.
Roop was an early supporter of President Trump, and she thinks his surprise victory played a hand, albeit a subconscious one, in her decision to run.
I really thought about how different he was as a candidate. And he's not that classic politician. He's a businessman. I have my own small business. It really got me thinking that, you know, maybe politics isn't as scary or as difficult as what I thought it was. And maybe you really can keep your soul and still run and be an elected official.
Roop says having guidance and support from other Republican women who are energized by their party's big win is making her journey to the ballot easier. So what'll it take to turn this influx of interest into election wins? Debbie Walsh leads the Center for American Women in Politics at Rutgers. She says the number of women in Congress and in state houses across the country has been stuck around 20% for several years.
The pace of progress has been glacially slow.
Walsh says that's because leaders of both the Republican and Democratic parties, many of them men, have not focused enough attention and resources on getting women to run. But after the so-called Year of the Outsider and the historic women's marches last Saturday, Walsh says they just might.
I think as both parties try to think about how do they get more voters to the polls for their candidates, and if voters are looking for outsiders or for new faces, that women, in fact, in many cases, are those new faces.
Katie Culinary, WHYY News.